Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust active investment management that makes a difference. Talk to Zurich about the Zurich Master Trust, a corporate pension solution.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
Minister for Integration Roderick O'Gorman has said that additional capacity will be available this week to accommodate asylum seekers. It comes as more than 100 tents are now pitched on the Grand Canal in Dublin. And meanwhile, the Irish Office of the United Nations Refugee Agency has said that it's concerned at the scale of the government's proposed reductions in benefits for people receiving temporary protection in state-provided accommodation here. Before we came on air, I spoke with the head of the UNHCR Irish office, Enda O'Neill, and I began by asking him what his main concerns are with the changes.
In particular, we're concerned about the scale of the reductions because the people that are being targeted are people who are already paying a contribution towards their food, laundry and other costs where they live. So the policy rationale is not completely clear. I mean, we should say we completely support the aim of government to promote the independence of beneficiaries of temporary protection, to support them to find work, to move into independent accommodation. And, you know, we should also acknowledge that there is a safety net there that when people move into independent accommodation, they can still access social protection payments. What really concerns us, however, though, is that we feel that people who will be most affected by these changes are people who are not in a position to work, people who are maybe elderly, single mothers of young children, persons with disabilities. So it's that in particular, as well as the scale of the cost that we'd like to highlight.
Oh, so what do you want the government to do then? Do you want them to look again at the reduction?
Yes, well, they've said that there's a 12-week lead-in period where the officials will be looking at this. There have been some comments around making sure that it's applied in a compassionate way. So we would like to see the government look at what options there may be to ensure that these vulnerable groups are looked after. Also, with respect to the rate itself, obviously there's some confusion around the fact that these people already pay €70 per adult, €35 per child, which is more than the rates that they're going to benefit from in 12 weeks' time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a degree of concern which I think the government needs to provide clarity on, because obviously they can't pay more than they're receiving.
We have tried to seek clarity from government on that in this programme, and I think the answer really is that those things will be teased out or ironed out over the 12-week period. So just to be absolutely clear then, what are you calling on the government to do in terms of the reduction in payments?
We would like the government to review the level of proposed payment to satisfy itself that it will be enough to ensure a dignified standard of living. I mean, more generally, the rate of payment for international protection applicants hasn't been increased since 2019, and we all know the increased standards of living over that time. So for all groups, we would ask the government to satisfy itself that the allowances provided aren't sufficient to ensure that people have a reasonable and dignified standard of living.
What do you make of the government's argument that there are inconsistencies in what's given to people from Ukraine, depending on what time they arrive from? And also, it brings us more into line with our European counterparts. Is that an acceptable reason for the reduction, in your opinion?
So, my concern is really around making a decision in a rushed way without entirely working out the consequences of it. So, I think there is a need to ensure that there's an even playing field across the board. However, the group that the government has singled out here are a group that are already making a contribution payment every week. There are others living in other forms of accommodation who will continue to receive social protection benefits. Also, the comparison, I think, with international protection applicants isn't the appropriate one, because beneficiaries of temporary protection are presumed to be refugees, and refugees in Ireland have access to the social protection system. So when this reduced rate was introduced, it was done so on the basis that the government acknowledged it feared it wouldn't have capacity to welcome any more people. And they were transparent in the fact that they were doing it to deter new arrivals. So changing the rates of payment to people who are already here can't have an effect on new arrivals because they've already had their rate cut.
And I understand your point. I suppose the government would say they are not trying to single out any particular group here, that they're actually trying to make the payment system more consistent across the board. But are you saying are you echoing what the Ukrainian ambassador to Ireland has said, that she fears that these cuts will impact in a greater way elderly people, mothers with small children and those with special needs? Have you experienced any of that? Is there any evidence that that will happen as of now?
Okay, well, what I can say is when I visited direct provision centres where people are on these rates, often one of the hardest conversations you can have with someone is when you meet a single mother talking about how hard it is to care for her child. And, you know, we all know the expenses that arise when people are going to school. So 2/3 of the adult population of temporary protection beneficiaries in Ireland are female. Over 28% of everyone here are children. So there are a lot of people in that category. There's obviously, of course, people who may have been victims of the war, may have had serious medical injuries, may have disabilities, may be suffering from trauma. So there are people where it's going to be difficult for them to work. And there's also people who have needs that are currently being met by the social protection system, mm-hmm. which may no longer be met once these policy changes okay. come in, unless the government takes steps to ensure that that's not the case.
Can I ask you about the situation with tents, particularly in the capital now, Enda, because there are more than 100 tents now pitched in the Grand Canal in Dublin, stretching along one bank of the canal from Bagot Street Bridge to Wilton Place. Now, the Minister for Integration, Roderick O'Gorman, has said that additional capacity will be available this week to accommodate asylum seekers. Have you been given any indication as to what this additional capacity would be or where it would be?
So no, we're not involved in those operational decisions at that point. So we're waiting to hear it the same way as everybody else. But I think it's welcome news if they are able to bring on stream additional capacity. I mean, this is always something that we've been calling for, because there are over 1,800 people who have not been offered any accommodation. According to the latest statistics at the end of last week. So it is a very significant situation. And if they're not able to provide accommodation for people most in need, then of course we're going to see these tents continue.
Okay. Enda O'Neill, head of the Irish office at the UNHCR. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.